in the movie Ieri, Oggi e Domani, there are three different sequences translated to yesterday, today, and tomorrow. This movie explores how two different interacting characters, a male and a female, go about daily life almost from different cultural perspectives within Italy. The first sequence, yesterday, discusses life as a woman in Italy, in southern Italy, Napoli specifically. The second sequence discusses Milan and the more northern culture, and being a prominent woman within that culture. And the third sequence explores a woman in Rome. Now, in the first sequence, the woman played by Sophia Loren wasn't necessarily independent, but she acts as if she is independent. She makes all of her own sexual choices, her own pregnancy choices as well, independent of her husband. She also chooses to work while her husband does not. This independency is not quite seen yet in the late 60s. So when we see a prominent figure such as Sophia Loren exploring this independence, it's very shocking. But she does it, and she ends up getting support from her community as well as from herself almost. She has no repercussion, or she has repercussions, but she has no fault. She acts as herself unapologetically. We also see this occur in the second and third sequence as well. The second sequence, Sophia, the character that Sophia Loren plays, is almost independent, is completely independent of her husband, who has put her in a financially well-off situation. And when she is confronted with this idea of her other sexual partner challenging her, she is completely independent of him. She does not accept his challenges in a good way, and she decides to do what she wants. This also happens in the third sequence. She withhold sex from the male character as well. When she sees that it is important to, when she sees that she doesn't have time to make her life all about pleasing men, she does not. She instead helps another character find his way of interpreting his future and helps a family, rather than focusing on her sex life, which is what her male partner wants her to do. Now, this is really fascinating because she, even though she is a prostitute in this third sequence, which usually dictates that she has absolutely no control over her sexual life, it is solely a monetary mean. She still controls it, and she still has a kind of, majority aspect over it. She decides whether or not she wants to have sex. She decides whether or not to give this male figure attention. She decides what to do with her life instead of this male figure deciding what she should do with her life. So in Italy, this is a very important thing. This is a very important aspect.